Well, first responders who are among the first to arrive at the scene of an emergency to provide assistance have a lot to think about, starting with how to stay safe in an unpredictable and potentially dangerous situation. As KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie reports, they also have to think about how to deal with people with dementia or with disabilities so that an emergency doesn't get worse because of an excessive use of force.
All right, everybody, what's going on, Brian?
Okay. Hey,
what's going on?
Not working.
Is that working?
No.
Okay.
Randy Russell has cerebral palsy, and on this day, he's pretending that his motorized scooter is stuck in the middle of a busy road. The officer, a recent police academy graduate, is trying to help, but first, he has to understand what happened.
What's her number? Do you have the phone number?
Yeah,
what is it?
Russell's disability can make communication difficult. In another exercise, officers are asked to figure out what Russell's saying, and they're struggling to understand.
Would you make it come with
home? Good tries. You guys are doing pretty good. Trying.
Research commissioned by the Ruderman Family Foundation found that a third to half of people killed by law enforcement are people with disabilities. And that's why police officers here are learning how to work with this population in a very real way. Russell and his co-facilitator, Justin Harris, of the Arizona Division of Developmental Disabilities, have worked together for 8 years, educating the public about the disability community. But this is their first year working with police. Here, Harris translates for Randy Russell.
Sometimes they don't know what to do with people who have disabilities. And so what I tell people is that they need to talk to people who know the person with the disability to help the officer.
Sabrina Taylor is a detective and the crisis intervention team coordinator with the Phoenix Police Department. She recommended the agency add this training for its new officers.
We didn't cover disabilities anywhere in their basic training. And so I thought it was a huge gap that we needed to fill.
Officers also learn about other disabilities, including autism, which affects 1 in 68 children, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Children whose disability can sometimes appear to be something else.
Stay down.
I'm okay.
The Buckeye, Arizona police officer in this body cam video mistook a 14-year-old boy's behavior for someone on drugs because he was stimming. Stimming is a common coping method and can involve repetitive physical movements like rocking back and forth or hand flapping. When the teen turned to leave, the officer pinned him to the ground. In January, the boy's parents filed a notice of claim, arguing the Buckeye police violated the Americans with Disabilities Act by failing to train the officer about disabilities. Another population that first responders are encountering with more frequency are those living with Alzheimer's disease and other dementias.
We have a large number of care facilities in our area, both residential care facilities and large care facilities.
Captain Matt Belly is with the Phoenix Fire Department. His station sits between Phoenix and Scottsdale, and in his 9 years of service there, he's seen an increase in the number of people with dementia on their calls.
And that's the thing here, you just kind of learn as we go. Like he was talking about, we don't have necessarily an educational program or a specific CE for that, but just the fact that we run the number of calls that we do.
He says having clearer guidelines when it comes to these calls would help. And that's where Phoenix Fire Captain Dan Daly comes in.
Life doesn't quit having value at a certain point. But I think dealing with these vulnerable populations in the geriatric community, we have to be progressive, innovative, you know, just think of new ways of doing things.
Daly is creating a dementia training program specifically for firefighters, paramedics, and EMTs. For people with dementia, a trip to the emergency room can be traumatic. The person might become agitated or aggressive. Daly wants to give first responders the tools to know how to calm a patient down or potentially de-escalate a situation. He says that's something that hasn't yet been tackled in current training programs.
We have to continue to push forward in our education of our people who provide the care.
Because the disability and aging worlds are colliding. According to the 2017 Disability Statistics Annual Report, as the U.S. population ages, the percentage of people with disabilities will also increase. For Here and Now, I'm Kathy Ritchie.